I want to challenge you guys with some stuff today. You're welcome to leave now. Not like we're not going to bolt the door or anything, or give out Kool-Aid or anything like that. But, you know, your Bibles ought to weigh a ton, because the weight of the truth between those covers is profound. It's a wonder we can carry them in without a couple of guys to help us out. God's words are weighty. They are grave. I mean, they're full of life, man. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they are packed with power. It's like a nuclear bomb, man. I mean, it is packed inside, but man. And so I just want to invite you today to allow God to speak to your heart. Allow the defenses of your heart to come down. You guys know me. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. I mean, this is an open forum. But I want to invite you to just allow God to speak to your heart today and allow your defenses just to be put on standby. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Lord, I just pray you would quicken our hearts. Quicken this soil to receive your engrafted word and bring life through this, God. In Jesus' name we ask. Imagine with me for a second. Suppose you were to embark on a business venture. For some, that's not much of a stretch. Yeah, so what's new? Imagine you were about to embark on a business venture and you know, being the Eastern Shore, let's just say you decided you were going to become a waterman. Yeah. Praise God. So you're going to go buy a boat, you're going to go out and catch seafood and sell it to restaurants and distributors and make your living out there on the water, and you've prayed about it, man. I mean, you have sought God. In your gut, you feel like it's the right thing. You just get a witness in your spirit. This is where God, what God wants me to do. Everything, this thing seems to be pointing in that direction. Doors seem to be opening. The boat is the right price. You've done your research. The market is open. You've talked to the experts. And you feel like everything is right. You've even got the capital set aside. The money is there. You're ready. All that is needed is your signature on the paper. Are you feeling this with me now? Okay. If it helps, imagine a little bit of stubble on your face and a little bit of leathery skin around, you know, because that typical hard waterman kind of thing where they're out there in the cold 5 o'clock in the morning in the middle of, you know, winter trying to get this, that, or the other thing. But they can handle it because they're a waterman. They're tough. And you're about to embark on this great adventure. You can feel the excitement. You just in your mind, you're rehearsing all that you're going to do. Every time you drive by a body of water, you're like, man, I'm going to be out there. This is going to be good. It's going to rock. And it's going to be the good life. God has had this plan for me forever. And I'm finally going to lay a hold of it. And about a week before you start signing the papers, man, people start approaching you. Hey, can I talk to you for a sec? Just over here to the side. I got to share my heart with you. I've been praying about you, and God has just burdened me on my heart, man, about this decision you're making. I love you. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to trouble you. But I really feel the Lord speaking to my heart that if you start this business, you are going to meet with immediate, devastating failures. I love you, man, but, you know, in fact, I didn't want to come talk to you. I did not want to say this, but, man, God won't let me be. I wasn't able to sleep last night. I just felt if I didn't bring this word to you, man, that God would hold me accountable. And I just feel like if you really do what you're planning to do, you are going to run head on into immediate, devastating failures. So there it is. I've done my job. You know, there it is. And someone else comes along. Same thing. man, you know, I hate to bother you, you know. I noticed you were talking to that guy over there, but, you know, hey, God has put a word on my heart. And, you know, I mean, take this for what it's worth, you know, but I just feel like if you start this thing, man, you're going to run into immediate devastating failures. And they're like even using the same words and stuff. You're like, man, what is this? Some other guy comes up. I mean, multiple people from every direction, maybe during your week through different times. Maybe somebody calls you. Maybe somebody visits you or something. Some other guy says, man, God gave me a dream. And I just thought, I just figured, well, maybe it's just a dream. Maybe it's just, you know, that baloney I had before I went to sleep or something. But man, I don't know. I feel so convicted. I've got to tell you, God showed, in this dream, I saw a vision, and there was this, I saw the water, and there was this terrible storm. I mean, just the sky was black, and the rain was torrential, coming down as sheets with lightning and thunder, and boats and ships were literally being destroyed out on the water. And I saw this boat you're about to buy, I saw that boat right there in the midst of the storm, and waves were crashing into it. And I just get this feeling, I'm sorry, I don't know, I just get this feeling God doesn't want you to go into this. What would you do? Huh? What would you do? Quick survey. How many people would decide to hold off on the business venture? Go ahead, keep your hand up there. I'm just going to kind of get a... Okay. How many people would go forward with it?
Once I've decided on a course of action, it's really hard to redirect me.
It's hard.
You guys probably already know that.
How many people don't know what they would do? Okay, that's fair. Thank you very much. Amen. I love it. Amen. What do you do? Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to look at a scripture today, a passage of scripture. We're going to look at a man who was faced with a similar situation. In fact, he was given a ship. A very unique kind of ship. It's known as a stewardship. You guys ever heard of that kind of ship? All right, you come up with this material at 3 o'clock in the morning. He was given a stewardship, a responsibility, a fiduciary entrustment by God. Thank you. I learned that from insurance class, by the way. Every so many years, I just got to use it so I can get my money's worth for the classes I took. Plus, it makes you think I know something. I really don't, but it sounds good. Given an entrustment, a stewardship by God, and this man was about to literally take a journey by water to a specific place with that stewardship, and he was about to go several prophets, in fact, with good track records. Several prophets approached him and said that if you go, you are going to meet with extreme danger. Extreme danger awaits you if you go on this voyage. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Acts chapter 21, starting at verse 1. We're going to go through verse 14. And as you're turning there and you're contemplating these things that I've put out there, these kind of enigmas that I put out there, how many people are familiar with the movie Forrest Gump? Wow, pretty good. Okay. Hold that thought. We're going to come back to that much later. Hold that thought. But that may give you a clue as to where I'm going with this thing, okay? If you're familiar with the story, I know Sarah probably can quote the dialogue from start to finish. If you're not familiar, just go ask Sarah, and she'll condense it for you in 5 minutes. Anyway, we've been studying the book of Acts for about 42 weeks now. We took a little rabbit trail, and we spent a couple weeks answering the question, does Satan exist? And we looked at all the issues there. We're getting back to the book of Acts. I think this may be the last one. I'm going to have to pray about it. This is kind of weird. But anyway, up till now, at this point in the book of Acts, things take a very huge turn. Up to this point, we had seen the church just growing and expanding, and the apostles going out with specific itineraries, specific mission trips to specific places. They had a plan. They had a strategy. They would go out. God would move. They would face some persecution, but God would overwhelm it, and the church got established. It was awesome. Jerusalem, Samaria, to the othermost parts of the earth. And in this particular chapter, things make a sudden change until the end of the book, and God's sovereignty takes a front seat. I mean, God's sovereignty, by its own definition, is always in the front seat, really. But in a very real, manifested way, God's sovereign power takes a front seat and wrests the steering wheel away from Paul and then begins to control his life according to his sovereign power in a very demonstrated, visible way. So let's look together, starting at verse 1, Acts 21:1. Now it came to pass that when we had departed from them and set sail, running a straight course, we came to Kos, the following day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. And when we sighted Cyprus, we passed it on the left, sailed to Syria, and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload her cargo.